I'm Rona Tarrant. The president of the US Bishops' Conference has welcomed Pope Francis' pledge to fight attempts to cover up cases of sexual abuse. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo issued the statement after the Vatican said Pope Francis had ordered a review of Vatican archives to study how allegations of sexual misconduct by former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick were handled. US church leaders are scheduled to meet privately with Pope Francis today. Brazil's far-right presidential candidate Jair Bolsonaro has fallen short of the threshold to avoid a runoff against his nearest rival, left-wing candidate Fernando Haddad. An official tally showed Bolsonaro won 46% against Haddad's 29%. Haddad, a former education minister, is standing in for the party's jailed founder, former President Lula da Silva. Bolsonaro said polling problems during Sunday's election cheated him of outright victory. The Sisters of Mercy of the Americas have said they're outraged and appalled by a recent report of migrant children being moved to a tent city in Texas. It follows a New York Times article that said migrant children in shelters across the country were being transported in the night to a tent city on desert property outside El Paso. In a statement, the Sisters of Mercy said it's the most recent example of the Trump administration's aggressive approach to tearing immigrant families apart while offering no remedy to decades of failed US foreign policy that has contributed to people fleeing for their lives. A new assessment by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has said unprecedented changes to all aspects of society are needed if global warming is to be limited by 1.5 degrees. The report says the rate of warming caused by human activities is speeding up and that global emissions would need to fall by 45% by 2030. The report was commissioned on foot of the Paris Climate Change Agreement 3 years ago. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.